Sim, não.
It's a big boy, Simo, Sim Card, Simo Frank, aka the real Sim Shady.
I'm Monkfish, we don't have as exciting intro as Simo, but you're all welcome back again. So here we're back again to talk a bit of, not shite, but no, what would you call it?
This is
good shite.
This is going to be interesting and mind-blowing, and it does awakening for people.
Awakening for everyone, especially everyone that listens to us, because you're all in around my age. Well, I'm 26, he's 28, you're in around our age, probably a bit younger. That are listening.
So sit and listen to this. Open up and listen.
Because we have who everyone is talking about at the minute. And for a good reason.
Good reason. It is not Tiger King. We don't want to talk about him.
We should actually put the intro music in for this week. And now we have the main man himself. Oh, Marcus Sweeney's in the house.
It says I'm the guy you don't want to know. It's not what it says in the paper. I'm the guy you don't want to know.
How are you, sir?
I'm all right. I'm enjoying your tattoo here. It's saying, fuck you, Marcus. Yeah,
it's
I like
basically
that one.
Saying, yeah, so we're not. Look, I'll cover it until you say something.
No, look, it's cool. No, I do. I like it. I like your sword. What's the sword on about? Is that
the sword, yeah.
He's like, right, I have a little story
first
about...
First seeing eyes.
Oh, I do.
I already got one on my arm as well.
Right, so let me explain something.
Yeah, no worries, Marcus.
So... religion and life and everything, I've travelled a lot in the world and I've been around a lot of different types of religions, so the sword and the shield, it all hit me last week, and it's all to do with the mental health and what people are thinking. So I made a decision, I'm getting a tattoo on my chest, which is St. Michael, and it has a big sword and it kills off the devil, right? And Katie, when she passed away, there's only one thing that I kept from her for 20 something years, and it's on the fire, and it's a big huge high sword. So I was trying to do all this TikTok and podcasts, and and Lassie's are really helping me. Said to myself, how do I summarize life up? How would I give a message? So here's my message. I see your little sword in your right that you got, and you're saying, fuck you. That's all the energy. I'm getting all that energy off you, right?
Yeah.
So here's what we got. Right? Let's break it down.
Yeah,
right?
let's get into it.
Even the Illuminati and the Russia, in Jerusalem, what's there. And so it's a religion. You want the answers to religion, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's religion. Okay, you insult me now by saying, Marcus, you're a fucking easier, you're a dope, you're this, that, and the other, right? Okay, so they're the words that hurt us in life, yeah?
Yep.
Right? Whatever that is, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to protect you from all that, son, yeah? Because I've gone through 20 years of papers calling me this in life, right? I'm going to give you a shield, son, right?
Okay.
Now you got a shield, okay? So if anyone throws anything at you to hurt you, okay.
Use this shield.
You're going to have that shield. You know that shield said, so what? Yeah. So if someone says to you, you know what? Someone, you don't get a job, you need you for doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Or I'm a tick for sitting here. Or a girl says, I don't be with you anymore. And life knocks the hell out of you. Yeah?
It does.
Take that sword. So what? Go away. Yeah. And use it all the time when anything in life comes at you. Because I would carry pain inside me. I'd carry insults. I would carry hurt. Yeah. And it'd eat you up. Because it eats us up.
It does.
Do you think it drives you though as well?
No.
Do you not think so?
Only now can drive you. Watch. So what?
That's true. That is
so
good.
See that sword? So what? You can go to any psychiatrist. You can go to anywhere in the world. Anything in life. Take your sword. When someone's hurting you, or someone's breaking you down, or you've failed, or you can't understand something. Because you never will. And go, I've got a fucking shield. So what? And that shield protects you from any hurt in your life, yeah? Especially men, right? Now I'll move on to the second thing, yeah? So you got the eye there on your heart, right? And that's the eye of life, the third eye. The third dimension that we should see around us.
Yeah.
And you can't... That is to connect love, right? And love is very important. That it's what keeps us strong. It keeps us connected. It's part of humanity. It's
basically like a little bit of hope, isn't it? You're chasing hope.
But love has been destroyed because of COVID and our mommy's fighting with our daddy and our sister's fighting with our sister, best ways in the world. Yeah. What the fuck's going on? So the love is, don't change whatever way you love. Don't change who you are. Yeah. As in, you still love the way you want to love. Does that make sense?
Loving your way.
Don't change who you are. So you want to love the girlfriend, you want to love your man, you want to love her, you want to kiss them, hug them, you want to. And then you say, because I've gone through this, now I'm a cold, perfect bastard, like, fuck all of you, you weren't there for me in the album or something.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm staying who I am. I still love you. A lot of guys that I know in town, and the hardest men of this city. All right, yeah, Marco, yeah, good, love you. It's say that to them, yeah.
Yeah, we love to hear that as well. You say that.
Don't be afraid to say. So the second thing is, love. Understand it. Your generation. Go to your mom and dad, give them a hug and tell them I love them. Because you know what? They can't answer any questions to you about this life. They haven't a clue what's going forward.
True, yeah.
It's not their fault. Mm. You're getting letters from banks, you're getting this, they're this. Financially, they just don't know what to do. So they're my age, for the 40s. So that's not their fault. They have no idea how to talk to you because they're not connected to the speed of your world. And their world is gone. So give them a bit of love. Embrace them and tell them, I'm all right, man. I'm all right, man. Yeah. You get me?
Yeah, I know exactly where it's
at. So that's number two of giving you.
Yep.
The shield.
The shield and love.
Now, your sword. That sword is the use of words. Yeah, the power of how you control your life around you with that sword. That sword is to attack and it's to defend someone coming at you. So how you use your words carefully and how you decide to say certain things is your attack. So like the shield, you're a prick, you're this, you need to go to the gym, you're fucking need to train, all the insults, everything that's hurting you, like that. That's the bastard using the sword against you. You're taking your shield and going, so what, fuck off, yeah? Right? But the sword is legal. You can imagine how dangerous my sword is. Talking to me, yeah?
Yeah.
I can take anything and just tip it away like that because I fought every battle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly, you've been through the mill, you understand, and you know.
I've been in the darkest of places. But now let's summarize religion, right? What is the image of every religion in the world, right? What do you all see? Sword. Shield. Yeah.
True.
Doesn't matter if it's Muslim, it's
true,
any religion, you always see a sword and a shield.
Yeah, yeah.
So all religions are the same. They're for good. Okay? Yeah. So we're all fighting for good. But in the middle of all of that is the devil, an insult. It stabs you. What? Right? And the devil has a fork, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right? So those stabbings that we get in life. Oh, that hurts. Oh, that's bad news. And oh, that's a disgusting image I'm after seeing on the TV. And all that stab is evil. Pure fucking evil, yeah? And what we all have now is a sword and a shield. And we'll use it. So when I take my sword out, if I'm talking to you. Shoulders, my eyes, in you. I'm not talking to you. Fucking in you. Yeah. When I talk to you, I'm going to get into you. Do you get me? See where I change your energies there. Yeah?
Talk a bit.
How's your breathing?
Much better.
How are you breathing?
I'm calm as
hell. You're tight, but you're calm. Yeah, right? That's your sword, yeah? Life, yeah? So I've sat in huge, difficult situations. And I wish somebody told me that. Well, I'm just after telling you.
Yeah.
I don't care where you're going in the world. Nobody will tell you what I'm telling you. So where did it come from? I don't know. It's something that, I don't mean I don't know, it's like this thing has changed, but no one ever told me that about life.
Yeah.
Now, my son, he's 9, I love him so much, he's in the car, and he's like, I'm saying, look, you need to do that, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do that, and he goes, that's so what? I said, you little shit, so what? He started abusing me, you're not supposed to use that, so what, what you're saying, that, so what? And I was like, don't say that.
He's swinging the shit around.
Yeah, he's swinging the thing, it's everywhere. But mental health, if you think that, forget everything in life, if you just think about, you're ahead of me.
Yeah.
He's got the sword on his chest. Now you know what it means.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fucking breaks you down here.
And
you've got that. You say,
I don't care. Fuck you.
But you're way back. You need to come a little bit forward and fight like he is, yeah? You're a fuck you. You're right. You're on step. I was where you were.
Yeah.
One of my favourite songs was like, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. It was Rage Against the Machine.
Right.
So everyone's like, do this, Marcus, do this, don't do this, don't do this today, don't do that, be normal, go, if we could sit tonight and watch something. And I'm like, no, fuck you. So, but where you are is brilliant, you're just fuck you, But you're going to have to step into the fight now as well.
Yeah.
You've decided, fuck you. But I think you're a good guy, there's no badness in you, and you've just surrendered the bit to say, fuck you. Now, I've done that, but now I'm like, no, I'm happy to put this jacket on today.
Yeah.
I'm happy to sit with you.
Good judge character, this man.
I'm happy again for a message that I give.
I feel like I paid for a reading.
And do you think tomorrow, do you think I'm going to be embarrassed tomorrow or whatever? I don't give a shit about what.
And that's the way to be, though, isn't it? And it's,
you have to.
It's not just something that you have. We think it's something that is learned over time, boy, through ups and downs in life.
Yeah, but my message to you guys is, and I wish somebody told me this. Yeah, as in, you know, this society now is, you're gone to the computer, you're gone to your mates' Francis and all that, but no one's actually spending time to really break it all down. Yeah,
exactly.
So, like, I wanted so many answers. Why have I got so much evil around me? Why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
Why am I in the papers as this horrible fucking guy? Why am I walking down the street and I'm connected to this gangland world and everything? Yeah. How do you think I'm still here talking about it? Like, they'd say, Marcus, why come you're not in the field looking up at the sky? Yeah, you know, heavy stuff. Why am I not
That's
this?
Heavy, isn't it?
No, yeah, but you go through that because a loose mouth said it to me. That loose mouth, I looked at going,
yeah.
You know what you have to say to me there, yeah? So how do I heal myself? You know, how do you figure that one out, yeah? So then, here's where I got all this from. I met a guy and he wrote, an old man, he was 86. And sorry if I'm talking too much, but he wrote two books on the Holocaust.
Oh.
And he ran two presidential campaigns, as in he organised them.
Yeah.
What?
And I had
mad.
This is true.
In Ireland or?
He's from America, he's 86, and he's staying in this B&B. And we were talking about COVID, and I started having a rant, like, as you would with him about COVID.
The
pushing away from me.
Yeah.
And then he turned around and he goes, Marcus, I'm going to give you the answer to life. He said, I was like, yeah, whatever. He said, it all goes back to when we were cavemen. How society works, as in, how humans work on this earth, right? So it's the same thing. It's exactly the same. So you're having an argument and you have more friends and he's bigger than you and he wants to fight. So everything in life, love breaks up, fights over food, territory.
Exactly, yeah.
It's still the same situation.
It's just wearing different clothes.
Exactly. You forget it. Yeah, so here's the answer to the so what bit. So you're with your wife and I don't love you anymore. So fucking what? It's the same as life has been since man is there. In Ireland, it's like, in the Gulf, you're allowed 7 wives. I'm not saying, but I'm not being smart. No, but we forget, we don't want to talk about alcohol is banned over there. So a woman gets drunk on the street. Like, it's only, this law is to certain jurisdictions.
Yeah, yeah.
We're told about, our media is shut down. You got a bit of England and you got a bit of the States and that's all you see. But I've travelled the world, I've been everywhere. Like, and
it really is shut down, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you go on the internet, you're still shut down because you're looking at America's feed, honestly.
What is story with that? Like,
where are we getting? It's the sound of, do you know what? It's mad. Like,
but it's like the food game. It's a monopoly. Don't you explain this to you?
Yeah,
if you don't monopoly, mind, I'm talking too much.
But this is what we want. This is what we want.
So I give you the answers to, why do we do this? Why don't?
What do you mean by monopoly?
Okay, so, a monopoly is that you and I get together to do this podcast, and you come back and we go, no, we're not working with you anymore, because me and you have pushed him out, It's creating a market that is not fair, an unfair market.
Yeah.
So then we change that word to cartel. Well, we think, narcos, drugs, everything. That's what they want.
That's
you to
exactly
think.
What if you're saying cartel, I'm going
to the first cartel the first cartel in the world came from OPEC. And OPEC is the oil producers throughout the world, right?
OPEC.
So they control the price of oil. Yeah,
they're the ones that
that's
control.
That's a cartel.
The oil
cartel. But the cartel is actually a word that you can use correctly
in
business, right?
Describe it.
But it's set up to create a price fluctuation that's in their control, so no one else can change that, right? So in Ireland, we have Musgrave that owns Spar Group, and so they sell into their own.
Yeah, so they're distributors for them, basically.
Well, so they name the price,
so they set the price for them,
and then we have Aldi and Lidl in the market,
all essentials and all NC, and they say, this is
they've no choice.
They've no choice to fall. And boy, often.
So we've now created, and thanks to you, I haven't put this together, but now I'm realising what it is. So in Ireland, we now have the price of food has gone up. Today I've seen milk on that. But I'm saying, so why is it gone up? Because we manufacture milk here. We manufacture.
We have our own cows.
Yeah, there's nothing changed in the agricultural.
Why has it gone up? Yeah, that's nuts.
So then all of a sudden, they've used their monopoly I don't care what anyone says, to increase the prime points and pierce us into fear in a certain area. So they control society by
fear. Yeah. Exactly. So, what they did with COVID.
Okay, COVID. Right.
I'm not going to go down the COVID route.
No, I am.
It's oh, you want to go down there?
We do COVID. Do you want to do COVID?
Go down there.
I don't mind.
I'll do COVID. Can I summarize really quickly for you?
Go for it.
Okay. Really, really quickly.
Really quickly. Let me go really, really quickly. COVID was about banks defaulting with their debt to the European Union.
And big pharma.
So,
John, I love how you went straight.
Let's go to kill.
Just kill it, right?
Go for it. Right? So, think about it. How the hell can you just shut down? They practiced it a few days. Remember, they shut us all down because of the weather and all shit. Yeah. So then they just bang, shut the whole thing down, right? Okay, well, the outcome of it is, right? Where are all the banks? They're gone, right? Okay, why are they gone? Because all the debt was wrote off and they got so many billion put back into the banking system. Think of it.
Yeah.
Then all their loans were sold off to somebody else. But if you look at the contract you signed for your mortgage, you signed it with an institution, not with a second person.
Yeah.
So therefore, I don't owe you nothing because I didn't borrow it off you. I borrowed it off them.
Oh, right, right. Now.
But remember, the bank got paid the money because it defaulted under SARS,
right,
which is COVID, which is mortgage protection. And you had to have it when you got your mortgage. So therefore, it just cleaned up a whole banking system. And we don't have a banker now.
Why never even thought of even like that? I mean, that is madness.
They might say the opposite of whatever they want to say. If anyone wants to challenge what I've said to them, bring it on. 10 years in wealth management. I sponsor the stock markets in the Irish Independent every day, yeah? I traded the stock market for 10 years.
Yeah, do you have any XRP?
You're talking about crypto.
Yeah,
XRP. Remember that the big fucking...
Do you want to do crypto?
I don't even want to go after...
The law case.
I don't think
that ever got sold.
Which one?
The XRP one.
Tell me about it, I don't know much about it.
So whoever obviously owned XRP was in a big court case, and apparently
if they won it,
XRP was going to go
skyrocket.
But everyone was waiting on this court case and it never got set.
Everyone was buying it.
Like, it was going on for fucking 4 or 5 years.
It was a scam, to be honest.
No, 100%, because you told about what they were doing to hype it up,
yeah,
and then dump it, and they took your money.
Yeah,
yeah, sound
so obvious, isn't it?
Like, why didn't you just think of
that? I hope you got a nice jacket over that too,
Rami. So, I traded in the stock market, and I ran platforms in Sandyford, in the wealth management company. So, I used to teach people in town how to trade the markets and stock, all that stuff. So let's tell you about your crypto point. Crypto is about digital porto. The word cryptocurrency means nothing. The digital porto is what Bitcoin created, which is
blockchain.
How to create a number that creates a new identity, which now you stuck it to a coin, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But it has no value. So remember what I said to you, digital porto. So why is there no banks? Because they're using a digital
porto. So it never has value.
No, explain to you how you break the game. Go ahead.
But see the way that if they go down that route and they go with no banks and everything is digital, that's where they control it and that's where they can stop you from having money.
So I'll tell you that one, will I? Okay. Elon Musk.
Elon Musk is
so they're blasting rockets all over and all over the sky, yeah?
Yeah,
and I'm going around going, look at that satellite, you're not fucking filming, there's another one. And I'm like, is that orange or am I off my head? What am I doing? So that is creating a hub over the world that will transfer money safely by the internet, by digital.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So every currency in the world has security behind it, so it's backed by gold, or it's backed by silver, and that's what keeps it propped.
Yeah, yeah.
But if there's an earthquake or there's all these problems, then currencies can fluctuate, and basically it's fired around the world called a crest system, which is a wire. So when I go beep, the wire goes.
It's
beep,
wire. That's where it's
wire.
Yeah, so Starlink is about over the top safe. Yeah, safety, right?
That's madness. Yeah.
So then down on the ground, we get rid of all the banks. We use Starlink, which is the new bank that is all our banks, right? So what happens is when crypto will kick off with their portals, will be, you'll tap here,
tap it,
you go up there, and it'll move around and flush through.
That's just, you always go.
Just a constant
movement.
Madness, man.
And they talk about, this is where it's going. So in Ireland, all the companies that are creating these digital portals and all these new concepts.
That's the way we're going, it's digital.
No, it's all gone digital, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So no one's ever really going to have money if it goes that way.
So you're thinking no one has... I talk about what you're thinking about, right? So let's say I was involved in... Let's say I'd be quite good at the money laundering, if that legal side of money laundering.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's about the placement of money and how to move money. So I could move money legally, like to Dubai, from Dubai to Panama, from Panama back. I could just take, move it all around, right? It's totally legal. It's like the Panama Papers.
It's legal.
Yeah, it's legal. It's like the Panama Papers. So Ireland produces a bond, which is a ticket of money, and it gives it to a company like Maples to move that money to Japan.
Okay.
So they have to take it here and then move it without any costs.
Any tax on it?
Is it? No, it would be more currency fluctuation. So you're landing in different zones.
The different change of the, not the, the money exchange.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. So that would happen. So in Ireland, that there's billions moved all the time for the multi-internationals and for bond markets, etc.
Yeah.
So you have this situation where they will produce one zero zero is 1 euro, say, right?
Yeah.
Then 10002 is another euro.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that's Bitcoin did that. That created a new system. So basically, what's in your bank account and you log in, it's just a number they print in. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, true. Is it money?
Is it?
Is it? Like, I mean,
who
when you pay for something, you're paying something.
It's just a barcode.
It's just data. It's just numbers, zeros, and just code.
It's code. So money, you'd say there's no cash. Let's look at files and paperwork that solicitors use that to keep them in stores.
Yeah.
And all that. So say we did get rid of money, yeah? I think it's not going to change the world where it's much better, because I can just transfer 50 grand to you, I can move money all around the world, I can do what I want.
Yeah, but see the way you say that. People, there's obviously higher up people that control the internet and the use of the internet.
Yeah.
So if you're saying you want to be able to transfer money,
yeah,
then people say, oh, you're stepping out of line, is that right? Boom. Cancelling your internet, you're not going to be able to cancel or transfer or receive any sort of...
See what you said there? It's a great point, because I didn't think like this, what you're saying. They control, right? Let's get to the word control.
Control, yeah.
Didn't think of that. It's a good idea, actually, yeah. So when we have cash, we physically see it.
We have it. Hold it in our hands.
That's very smart, yeah, okay. So now we got something that can't do anything unless it goes through their system.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right, okay.
That's why there's this whole thing about cashless society. People are saying...
That's very good what you're talking about, yeah. So you don't trust that if I give you a card and said... There's 50 grand on that. You're
some countries
like,
say,
I can't get rid of it, I can't move it.
Yeah.
Oh, you beat that media already, did you? Yeah, you're not doing that transaction.
That's what I'm saying. If it goes... I don't know if it's there yet, but I'd say it'd be heading that way to where governments would have control of the use of your internet. Not say internet, but... The way you transfer and receive
everything that's done online.
They already have it, because you know it. You know, there's no bank in Ireland to go anyway to do it. So here's the problem with Ireland. Ireland is a test subject for the world, if you ask me. Yeah, they do, like, you think of it, parts of Africa, they don't have phones, they don't have internet.
They have a base for everything now.
This is the problem. And you know what society is? We're all like little mice now, where I don't know the Ireland I know that I loved. I love people, I love chatting,
yeah.
I love. I've been in town and I'm looking at all these buildings down in the Docklands. They're all empty, like, you know.
Yeah.
And all the Irish that I know are just in their like mice back in their houses. Like, and what I think is, like, I think we've become a society where I feel like a parasite to the system, because it's so big, and they don't care about our taxes, because they're making money off the. They don't care about us, as in we're not giving any value to the society anymore. For some reason. Like Tala, let me tell you, if you don't mind, Tala has more love in any house in Ireland than anywhere in the world. When I come in the door, I eat the jaws off, he gives a kiss, Marcus, sit down, with anything about us, any house, there's no comment. There's love, there's a love in a home is more important than the house. Right? What that means is, mommy plays her part, daddy plays her part, we fucking love, yeah? Go down and get the long date, fucking milk, go down, the banter, the love. A lady in Tala told me once this, she has a huge family in St. Marcus. She goes, I always remember, daddy is a hero to any child's eye. Yeah? Your daddy is a hero.
Exactly, yeah.
And it really healed me, because I was like, going, know, at home we fight, we row and argue, and when we fight like animals because we love each other.
Yeah.
So we killing stuff. My dad's from the Liberties, my mom's from Cabaret. I came up with fucking love.
That's a good mix there.
Yeah, love, you know what I mean?
That's a solid mix.
And love is caring about what you're doing every day and loving them. I've lived in the big houses in the south side and Rock Fox Rock and this, that, and all. These houses are huge.
When I say you felt not
that I wasn't that feeling. Person. Yeah, I'm not. The love is what makes it a family.
And a home.
A family, yeah, and a home. So there's one thing that, especially Tala has, I worked in City West a long time, and I think my parents, Lord God, all that brought me out to this world where you're educating me, and you're getting your do's, that and the other, but they could never change the blood that I came from, like as in. That is where I am as such. But
guys, made to the halfway point. This is the halfway point here now, where we say thank you to our sponsor helping us out here big time.
Yep. CameraKit.ie. Down in Terranure Business Park. Go down, get your high end quality cameras, audio and lighting. If you can't find them, go into the link in our bio.
Make sure you do it, check it out, and let's get back to the episode.
Thank you. But see, this is the stuff that changes the world, not this fucking. What the media do is they camouflage the family as acting as if they're doing something, yeah? Right?
Yeah, I know.
So they create a fear in society, yeah? They create a fear, and they're creating a war out there with all these kids that are gone the way it is, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? So, particularly in the news, there's the answer. There's no one else here to do that, because they drop how many people in town, many doctors, many people.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Start opening your eyes. The cartel is the press, the media, the system.
That's exactly it. It's the government.
So we can keep going.
The biggest busters. Yeah. Yeah. Are we back up? Can you switch? Let me see me for a second. Oh my god.
He's got a hint of a tint on when he has this. Why do you have the camera all close to me? Like,
sorry, you give me a bit of room there, Nathan.
This is what a porn would look like, is it?
Yeah, this is the porn. This is
can
the
we use this for you? He wants to make a porn. Let's see.
Are you into porn? Yeah.
Am I into porn? Do you know, I was offered a job there recently, yeah. I didn't know where it came from. It was Pornhub saying join us. That's nice.
What? Did you actually email it?
No, they know on the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Are we back on, are we?
Yeah, you know what? I'm 9 months clear
of what?
Of porn and masturbation.
You've given up?
Yeah, actually, you were telling me about this. What was that thing again?
It just makes you stronger. And
what's it called? You said it was called something.
No, that's something different, bro.
Oh, so, what, you gave up watching porn?
Yeah.
Right.
Gave up watching porn.
Give the brain a break.
And I gave up masturbating. Are we back, love?
Yeah. So, you haven't masturbated in how long?
Like, you haven't masturbated, are we back last?
I haven't shown you love in 9 months.
No, I have a female woman. I have a woman in the home.
So, she's handyman you?
Oh, she does, yeah.
That's deadly.
No, she, I don't actually know what. Not that much, I'm not really into it because I could deal myself better.
Yeah.
It's China, I suppose.
Yeah,
she actually
never thought
about it.
China, yeah.
But. I have shot me love lots of times.
It's good, you have to keep
it. You have to, that's. But I don't deal
myself. You know what I mean? It's like. Somehow you'd be coming home, you'd be drunk, you'd be stopping off the weed events before you get into it. So I'll tell you the story about it.
After a little break.
So there's more love in Tala than that, right? So this girl that I was in, and she called me and she go, Marcus, will you click me in the Mazza Ferrari? So she said, Mazza Ferrari, not Maserati.
Yeah.
She goes, and she goes, we go get two Cornets, and we go out to the Holt in the Maserati.
Two Cornets?
$2.99. So it cost you like £100 in petrol to get the hell out of the place. So we get there, and she'd always have a good boy with my flake when we got there, you know what I mean? I always looked after the flake. So one day we were, she called me and she said, Marcus, I'm over my mask, will you collect me? And I said, yeah, no problem. So she said, I'm in Tala again, no problem. So she said, it was pitch dark, so I'm driving around, wong, 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 wong. And I said, where's the house? And back then there was maps, there was none of this sat now.
Yeah.
She goes, it's the one with the porch outside. And I said, no problem, love. I said, keep going. So vroom, up the road, vroom. No, love, I can't find this house. The one with the porch outside? I said, no, can't see no love. The porch. I said, what's love? I can't see no porch. There's no porch fucking anywhere. the porch, it's a new one. I said, there's no porch around here. I'm driving to the left. I'm driving to the right. I can see nothing.
Brilliant.
Next of all, she walks out and I'm like, I can see a love. She said to me, I said, where's the porch? It's the new porch, Marcus. Fucking porch. I got you, love.
That is a cracker.
But no, honestly, during COVID, I was working in a bar and I picked up a few lads out here. Yeah. And most of them had never left Tala, which I found out a lot of lads that are here a long time, they love staying in around their areas. And they were, oh, we're going over the M50, like, where are we going, Marcus? Where are we going? What are we doing? And I said, are you telling me these are painters? Yeah, we're great painters. So we went over to the hotel and they started painting, and great lads. And I said to them, listen, we're going to be late tonight working, so I want you to stay in the hotel, yeah? Oh, Marcus. So I got them a load of food, sitting down, working away. They all went down to the bedrooms, in the hotel, stay the night. It's COVID, not there.
Yeah.
Following day, I get up, go to work, wait, all that's ready, yeah. I don't really know, I think they left. So I flew back off to tell out to the mass, where the lads, up to the sisters, everyone, no more, stop, like, no more. It's ready, fuck it. Whole day, I gave up, couldn't find them. About 6 o'clock, I seen them walking out of the hotel, checking out, thanks for that, cheers. They were downstairs all the time in the hotel, chilling out at the Rad. This is wrapped up in the bed sheets. And I'm running around Tala trying to find them. Ah, Mark's too nice down there.
And you were looking for them all.
Maybe I couldn't find them. Yeah, they were that good. They checked out and then they checked back in before they, you weren't disconnected. The
connection. On the ball.
These are different levels. But talking about on the ball, I don't judge any man, but say a fella went to, I had to learn this, fella in prison and did some time. And I've been in there a few times on short term. Sense. I didn't do long terms, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean? He can lead you like any business school I've went through, anything I've ever seen. There's no one as good as these guys when it comes to
body language.
Yeah, no,
judging you, reading you. Yeah. It doesn't matter what school.
It's all natural.
So they're around you. They see everything. Like he's preying on you. Yeah? And what if so? Yeah, that's like
subtle tells, is he?
Yeah, but it's a skill set that only the strongest will learn, and they know it. So you got to give the lads respect that do that. Yeah, their ability to read a man is amazing. Yeah, and I've seen that in that world, let's say. And I thought I was a hero being able to step into it. Oh yes, I can do this. But I've found different challenges around certain people and different times.
Yeah.
Right. And the masters of it can see it a mile away. Yeah, so let's pretend we have the big high-end business world, which I've seen, corporate world, and then let's say you look at it as an organization for a different purpose world.
Yeah.
So out of all the masters of business and all that I've met, so the business guy will go, what have you got that no one else has? Yeah? They'll cut you down to the bone. The wise guy, the street guys that I've met, I met them in Italy, I've met them and I've worked at different Iran, I've worked at government levels, I've worked in, and in Ireland I've met the highest levels of respect for men, and they have me in the paper with, say, Mansfield. Jim Dyden's the son, and poor Jimmy gets out and then he sees me in the paper with him, and I'm like, here they go, they're creating this new thing. They want to connect me with everything, yeah. The moral of the story is, behind it, I've worked with governments, I've worked with all of them. But when I see how they all are as different people, when I was younger, growing up to see it, so those guys can see me a mile away. The day they meet you, they know he's trustworthy or he's not.
Right.
The day they meet you, they go, are you, is your clothes on? You press, are you shaped? See you a mile away. You could be driving a car, and I hate electric cars because they keep driving in electric mode. Yeah? And they'd go, you hate that, don't you? They pick up on everything. You can't lie. You never lie.
Your car goes right away.
If I was a liar, I wouldn't be sitting here. Yeah, I'd be in a cage, I'd be in a field, or I'd be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because you're tested. When things go wrong. Yeah, I don't mean when things go right, when things go wrong in life. And that's the same in the corporate world. You could get dragged through the courts, you can go, You're tested, but in certain, if I was, now the way I test a man is, just tell me the truth. It's easier from your head.
Yeah.
But they have an ability to, even if you're, they ask, are you okay?
Yeah.
Because they know you're not. Like, does that make sense?
I know what you're saying.
They don't waste time.
It's just straight to the point. They can suss it out straight away. They know what you're,
black and white, yeah, they know, you know, if you, no, if you could give the hardest the question, it could be. And then it's like, let's put it this way. Say I was in a situation and I could have done 8 years, yeah? And I went, no comment. But I didn't know that was in me.
No comment.
I didn't know it was in me.
Yeah.
But they would know it's in you.
Yeah,
it was like, I didn't know fucking me. I was about to do 8 years. Like, it was, do you know what I mean? Like, as in, I'm not do you know life? As in,
yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
disrespecting. I'm not, but I didn't. So, the street world. I met a dog last night. Which had my XL bully. I have an XL bully.
You have XL bully.
One of them. I love him the bits, and I put all the work into him. And he has the ears and the tail, and he's not. I want to change the world with this because I want to show people that. This thing's a gentleman.
Yeah.
This is a...
What colour coat do
they have? He's a champagne colour. And he's gorgeous. Yeah. And I'll bring him on. I love him a bit. He saved me in the last 6 months from my own life, as in, he was dangerous, more dangerous than me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And he's amazing, right?
Is he on a good bloodline? Sorry for...
I didn't get into it. I wasn't buying him for the...
Right.
The fella who sold him to me, I said, give me a knockdown price and let you breed off his first pups.
Yeah.
And I said, trust me, I said loads of these with the Marxist pups. This dog stands up to have a piss and a shit. And he goes like that. But I love him the bits. But last night I was running around the park, this dog went laying around the park, a little black, like a collie. And Hugo seen him with boar staff, and you know he was going to catch him, so he said, fuck it, I'm off, he's gone, the look. Yeah. And then I'm expecting a lot of people in the corner, stuff to go and panic, you know. And then I met your man, I said, it's a smart dog, where'd you get him? He said, Romania. I said, son, yeah, we got a chance of looking at him. I said, he'd rub a tooth out of your head, he's Romanian. He said, get away, you're gone. I said, he'd bite the tail off you, get away, you're not even going to get near him. So your man said, I was on holidays and with the lads, and this was a street dog, and the street dog followed them everywhere, yeah? And he just used to sit with them outside. And I thought it was amazing, sorry. So your man decided, I'll bring the dog back to Ireland, yeah? And he said, fuck. So this dog was living on the streets in Romania for years.
Yeah, he just picked it up.
That's how smart that dog is.
Oh, 100%.
Street smart dog.
No, well, now I was looking at this fella and I was like, this is a little miracle dog, like, you know.
Yeah.
I said, what's his name? He said it was something, it was Blackie in Romanian, yeah.
Right.
And I was like, I had so much respect for that dog, yeah. Because I was like, that dog is,
That dog's from Chile.
So he said he brought him back here, and then he had problems bringing him back because he didn't have his name, he didn't have his license, passport.
He
couldn't speak Romanian. He had gone back. But this thing around was so intelligent, and there's a great story. But when you see a man that comes from certain life journeys, some people chase money, some people chase this. But a lot of things that happen in a sector of society that's street, I don't like saying crime or gang, it's built from the ground, and the principles are totally different. It's not the money, it's not the this, it's not honor. That. Yeah, it's a world of respect. And you see that? I admire it so much now that I'm 45, where you'll last anything in your life if you tell the truth, because pain is not known the truth, It's like, someone hurts you, your mate goes out and rims the gear car, like bangs it off a curb and comes back and goes, I didn't do that. Just tell me.
Because
that's the way men think, that's the way we think. But that world that I've seen is a world of pure truth. And if you don't tell the truth, that's where it all goes wrong.
And even now we are not telling the truth.
By the way, always know you're not telling the truth. It's so simple because that instinct that's in them is just, it's there.
Someone that doesn't tell the truth is
dead. I hate
you. They say a lie leads into another lie.
That's evil to me.
Yeah.
Pardon?
They say a lie leads into another lie.
You know what? For 2 years I was like accused of this, that. There was so much on my head.
But why are they coming for you? Like, that's what I want to know. But why are the papers coming for you?
I'll tell you what. When I was younger, they splashed me all over the papers for everything, right? So they made fortunes out of the media back then.
Did they scapegoat for something? Is this what it is? Like,
well, no, I'll tell you. If you go to court, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Defamation. So I'm not going to go to... I've gone to courts against papers, wasting my fucking time. Okay? Because they keep doing it over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a table of people that sit down and make money and decide, Marcus is... he's the attraction. Let's write about him.
Let's keep going on it.
So they keep on it and on it and on it, right? So, but if you got one thing this time, it was fun.
Yeah.
And... what they brought up recently was my involvement with an incident that happened on heroin, and they, in the court, they did that.
Yeah.
So this is heavy stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I want you guys to remember life the way it's changed.
It's real, right?
So that was already dealt with 2 years ago. It's not charged by the DPP. I've gone through it all. I've done the whole stunt of it.
Yeah.
And they go into a court and say, Your Honour, this man that destroyed my character. But when it initially came out, they used a black picture of me without my face in it, like this black image. You know,
oh, silhouette.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Silhouette. I thought it looked deadly. I was calling me.
It's
deadly. Look at him. He's like, it's something. Is that a silhouette? It's called. I thought it was a dress or something. A silhouette. No, you look great in your silhouette. And I was like, why are they bringing that up again for? Like, I mean, why would you talk about me that I was in?
They're desperate for news and sales.
It was in court. The guards or the captain. Marcus is a man who's been associated with this, is that, that. They tell a life story, like, this is your life, Silver Black. But everyone has something to say, and then they have another story. So then the press picked up on that, and then said, Marcus is involved in organised crime, and blah, 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 blah. So we're all, after going through it, and then they decided to do it again on me. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah.
But this time it was black and white. But I wasn't in court. I wasn't told. So here's the magic last secret with this. My company was asked to go to court, not Marcus. So there was no, I didn't have to be there. I wasn't asked to go to court.
So
there's a ghost there, and they ran a court case without me
being there,
which is actually illegal.
Yeah, you're not there to defend yourself.
Because the company can decide what it wants to do. Yeah,
all right.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
kind of.
So you're reading in the papers this, that about Marcus.
And you're not even there.
And I'm like, well, I wasn't asked to be there. There's no paper asking me to be there.
Well,
Marcus Sweeney.
But they're saying it to you, it's actually.
They shouldn't have ran the case. Yeah.
So did they think they were being smart by putting that silhouette?
Yeah. So this is telling the story about the
So would the paper have thought they were being smart, breaking anything?
They didn't care, they were recklessly writing about me.
Yeah.
So I seen this and went holy shit. You're just after killing me off in a court case and
then
make
it worse.
That, So then they did the other one, which is GIN, which is Sunday World, said Marcus had a death threat on him from the state.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's a madness.
I don't.
It's mad how
did
you can just go out and
just
say
so
that.
So my son is in the car, and I'm driving along. That's the thing, when they go to school, and then they photographs all over the school saying that's my house, and they have a picture of a church. You see that? They took a picture of the church gates. Crosses and flags, and they said that was my house. Yeah, and
we've seen that. Said someone was pressing a buzzer or something.
Yeah, outside my house.
Seen that. Yeah.
Right. So they think I'm something that you're gonna fucking walk over here.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm 45 now. I've pissed through you guys for 20 years. Yeah. So I've buried people the day I got the high courts. Yeah.
What's say you spend?
Here's the bank. Want the bank? I brought the county court. I did, and I brought them to the central criminal courts. I won my case in court number 3 on the 17th of May 22. Ran into the High Court going, because we can't defend it. So in the 3 weeks the judge gave them, they bounced into the High Court. The evidence that they said in there is the same evidence that the judge said, we actually get 125 years if this was real in my court. I legged it, obviously. Yeah, I said, excuse me, I'm loving this. But I chased the cap. Yeah? But there you go. There's the big release for everyone to know. I won the court. You can't know that.
You brought Cab to court.
To the criminal courts. Yeah, I brought to the criminal courts.
So you must be the first person to beat Cab in a court case.
And I'm also the first person to put them on the front of the papers and say, I put Cab in front of the Independent.
Okay.
I put them on the front of the papers. And I want to go to the Nicola Talent Show. Yeah. I want to let people know that you're not going
to
get bullied anymore. Yeah. I want to let them all know.
Speak your truth there, Marcus.
I am letting them know. I just want to let them all know that you're all up to your oxters. Because I got the eyes of the people and the kids that I'm not going to go through this fucking horror in lives again. That's not fair on your brain. You think you'd throw people around. I gave them the land 2 weeks ago. The Rolex to get me back? It's fucked off the boat. There you go.
Yeah.
Boom. Cab ain't after me. I did the. I said, take the field. Yeah. Spent more money on flip-flops. Yeah. Good luck. Have it, because you know what? I wanted to clear my road,
exactly.
To sit with you lads, and say I don't need to worry about that behind me because I don't care. No issues. I've dealt with
it. Yeah,
all
yeah
look,
it's all
yeah.
done.
And
dusted.
So
we bring it back up again, bring our name through the mud.
It's not me, lads. It's something's gonna happen to you. Yeah, right. It's something's gonna. Imagine you're out in the nightclub and something happens, right? And all of a sudden you're in the paper for a lads, they can do anything to you.
Yeah, they manipulate things.
You can,
madness.
Yeah.
Don't waste time, life. They destroyed a huge part of my life. I would have ended it as a heroin dealer with a person that had a death threat on me. Like, that's what I was not. Otherwise, or I could try this. And if I just survived it, which thank God it looks like we are, and we're getting all better at it, maybe I could tell you all a real story, a truth. You know, what's the truth? That what I told you is the truth. Yeah, end of story. Like, the truth. Yeah?
Straight lines.
So,
truth.
The truth. So imagine I was a young guy and they write in the paper GI in it, right? Now everyone thinks he's a rat. Why would they give the thing to him? What has he said? What has he done?
Exactly.
I know,
and that's
dangerous. Man, I know a kid that was shot and dropped back over this. Yeah? And the family.
They're causing ripples around.
You can't write that kind of paper.
Exactly on the streets as well. We would say streets.
So if I wasn't clean. And they wrote that about 100%, me. Yeah,
100%.
That
no questions will be asked.
As you said, you would be looking at the stairs
because there's a reason why that's there. But do you know why they can't give me one? Because when I was 27 and 26, and Katie died, they said to me, they picked me up about 6 cars and brought me into town, and then I met some fella, and he said to me, Marcus, no retaliation for what happened, Katie. I was like, kid, you're rich. I was like, who did they think? I said, no interest in him, so it's gone. And then I realised they were telling me not to do something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah.
But I wasn't thinking.
You had no intentions,
I wasn't even thinking.
That, the sprinkler.
Yeah,
there.
And I was like, what's this all about? Like, what are you thinking? Mm. So I was only 20. No one knows that, but I was only 20. And I don't lie about Anthony. He's one talking about Anthony.
Yeah, 10 years.
I don't give a shit who he's bumping from beyond Satan. And another thing, I say that to you, but you can always avoid a question very easy as well. Yeah. So I'll show you how to do that with your sword later on if you want. Okay. So there's a way of talking without lying.
Is that a politician sword, is it?
Don't mind the politicians. You don't even use a sword with them. They're trained little Muppets that want to be something that they're... What's a joint coalition, lads? Come on, for Christ's sake.
Joint coalition, yeah.
We don't need two years. It's another monopoly, yeah? You're all together, but pretend to be against each other.
That's all it is.
And what's going to happen next? Oh, we have a joint coalition up the north, yeah? Because now we've got Bertie back out, and we've got Sinn Féin back up there trying to sort things out. Yeah, don't the truth. This is England. And they're going to make a new, bigger England and put two bridges, one up the north across, and one down in Waterford across there. And it's going to be a... New Ireland.
We're going to be a new half for England, that's all
get the fuck, that's not...
Now, you can all go at me and all your politicians are scuttering left and scuttering right now and scuttering this way, scuttering that way and boo, yeah? Stop making us into fucking Egypt, yeah?
That's a mad way to think, isn't that? That's building a bridge from here to England.
That's what they're doing.
That's the way it's
going to be, yeah.
Fuck right off.
Yeah,
that's the way it's going.
They're down in Waterford building a tunnel across to the UK, and then up the north they'll build that bridge. And they'll call it. Tell you what to do. There's a message out of this to all the kids. See all those horrific images up the north of some fella who's got it, and there's all this shit. What the older generation needs to do is clear their damn heads and get all that shit off the wall, yeah? And get the horror out of their heads, and the past is the past, and move on. It was another battle. And I do believe there should be a unified Ireland, yeah?
Yeah.
And we don't need to carry this horror of what went on in the past, because you guys have enough to battle through what's going to come ahead of you, because we're all scattered minded. With the girls are all going to be this, the boys are all going to be that. Like, we're all confused as hell, yeah? So the last thing we need to do
there's a lot of confusion going on.
Brains are mangled.
Totally.
Mangled.
There's another, just talk about recently and
go ahead.
Brains being mangled and all. There's another example of that man, Enoch Burke.
Okay.
That skill teacher.
Can I give you my opinion on that?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so he has his own principles, man, okay?
Yeah.
So if you were in Iran and you wanted to have a sex change as a man to a woman, you're a man who's gay, say, for example.
Yep.
So the government there pay for your operation.
I know exactly what you're going
to
say. So
here's my next point is this. If you want to be, if you want to have a change of identity, we understand that you want to do what you want to do. But I think it also has to do with the...
Who's profiting from this is Big Pharma. Big Pharma make the pills for the sex changes. Who takes the money for that?
No, you're right about all this, yeah? Okay. I haven't looked into that, but I have to look into it.
That's deeper into it.
Is it called Dick Shrinkage or Dink Pullback or some tablet or something? But if they want to be what they want to be, okay, fine. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah,
you're asking a man to go into a classroom and refer to a boy as a girl, right? But all over the world, you can't do that. He's right in one way, yeah?
Right in one way, yeah.
Now, let me flip it another way. I was living in Dubai, and Ireland announced gay marriage. Yeah? You want to see how people treated me over there about that?
Don't mind, really.
Every religion in the world, we're the first country to have gay marriage, yeah? Think about it.
Are we actually?
It's against, yeah.
Yeah, we were, yeah.
It's against everything to do with any society globally, as in, that was a big statement, yeah? So, if you're in countries like Russia, you're in...
any Muslim countries type, is it?
Yeah, but under a religion, yeah. It's like woman is the womb, she's the birth, she's respected as the carrier of life. And here we go, no, we'll allow you to get married in the Catholic Church. Catholic Church, which is again...
Against everything that they've...
Of course, how many babies we're putting holes in Ireland, and many... Exactly, you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, we're allowed to get married here. Like, fuck off, yeah? Want to chip?
Yeah,
fuck off, yeah? And no disrespect, it's all about fuck off, yeah? Do what you want, but you don't need to make a show of it, yeah? And you don't have to bend religion.
It's like a circus.
You don't have to, but our heads are fucked, yeah? You know what I mean?
Over-dramatizing everything, basically.
But you don't need to go, oh God, we're... So why can you not get married in Italy now? Why can you not get married
I know what you're saying, yeah.
And that fella that's standing outside that place... Ireland, you're doing what you did on me, or any kid that wants to stand up differently. He chooses, and he is right in principle of man on earth.
Yeah.
I can't call, because...
I'd love to know what age that kid was. I don't know if it's ever been said, to be honest.
But it's wrong.
I think it was, yeah.
Was it?
I think it's the media that shouldn't have...
Exactly, really picked up on and known.
Poor kid.
He's a primary school teacher, isn't he? So they would have been young.
But let's go back. How many?
What do primary school kids know? Nothing. And
let's be honest. We all lost our virginity to our cousins. I'm gonna miss. I'm joking. But my point is that
you know where to get me.
Sorry, cousin. My point is that we're all confused, and then we go down and drag him. My mother said to me today, she goes, Jesus, that was horrible what I seen in the courts, dragging him out, beating him up.
It
was fucking disgusting.
It was, yeah.
Because, no disrespect, you're just telling him to shut up, yeah? Instead of saying, right, his point is correct, and the kid is now going to go through something horrific that he has to live with for the rest of his days. Because Ireland is saying, we're on your side, we're just going to shut him up, yeah?
Yeah.
The kid probably didn't want that. You know, like, it's bad stuff. Why are we talking about what
it's
the priests
actually starting it.
What the fuck the priests do, yeah? Like, I mean, Ireland is the worst. Like babies, priests, Catholic Church. What the fuck? Like, they're building a car park in our church in the morning. Actually, they're building an Aldi in the car park, right? Where we're all supposed to be parking our cars to pray. Now we're fucking parking down
there.
I'm like, lads, have a look at that church. do you know what I'm saying? It's like...
It's madness.
I'll tell you why it's madness, because there's only 10 people probably running Ireland, and it's so small that no one's standing up to jack shit. Like, I mean, it's bad what's going on here.
Isn't it mad how long and, like, how many people are all saying, like, they're sick of it, but...
It's like you're saying it just to say it.
But I tell you why they want to demand it, because we can't, because they've broken us into little...
They actually have.
They've really, really broken us into, don't drive your car because it costs money and petrol. Don't do the fucking food shop because it's gone up price. Go to work and go home, and don't go out drinking, don't go... I was in town the other night, and it was fucking miserable, man. Like, I mean, I was just...
It is miserable.
I just want to get out of there.
Like on a night out, like, or something.
I tried going and I stopped and then back.
I'll tell you one thing.
It's bad, man.
Really. It's drove me out.
It's what?
It's drove me out.
You don't like going out anywhere?
In Ireland.
Yeah, you don't want to go into town?
No, I moved away now because I'm sick of it here.
Hey?
Yeah.
Well, I don't tell anyone. I'm just going to turn this place upside down. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Yeah, I'm only sure.
It's a shithole.
Lads,
into a shithole.
I'm just going to say one thing, yeah.
Cats are back.
Cat's out of the bag. And I ain't pulling them back in because I don't give a shit about them. It is a test subject on our fucking heads. And our society ain't the way it is anymore. It's scary. You know, it is scary.
It's fucked up.
They put a mask on me for. They tried putting a mask on me for 2 years. I didn't wear no mask for 2 years.
Do you want me to be the Joker? I'll be the Joker.
You guys got to plan up. You got to move. Irish people did about everywhere in the world. Because you have an instinct. You're Celts. Yeah. You're men. Yeah. They love you. America doesn't give a shit about COVID. Pakistan, India, Brazil, Korea, China. Yeah, we've seen China. We've seen a little bit of America. The whole world ignored it. Yeah? You could buy the shot. It was on the Financial Times for like 30 cents in India before it all came out. Like, lads, really look, like, I mean, who's having fun? Your age group, like, who is?
No. Actually, no.
Girls take pictures of themselves in houses. And, you know, it's all
true.
Like, girls talk to me going, are you on Tinder? And I'm standing fucking front of you. Hey, nice to meet you. You know, I'm not even know what Tinder is.
It's gone fucked, isn't it? Genuinely,
it's
really
gone digital.
I really even joined tonight on this chat.
It's great. That's why we love doing it. It's great when you meet ourselves and meet interesting people. And
it's good to educate. And I learned a lot tonight. The way even what you were saying about my question is leaving here is like I need to figure the fuck out what you said about where.
It's good that you've learned a little something.
Yeah, I am, and it's relaxing. To tap into for yourself. It's, but Ireland, you can see some of them don't want me to do what I'm doing, and. I don't know whether yet.
Are you kind of half foot in, half foot out type with the social media type of thing?
I'll tell you the truth, guys, right? What I want to do is get on that kind of world. And when I'm speaking to you, is to speak to Nicola and just say, let's try
calm the jets down
and try get the images. Give the kids a break, yeah? You know what I mean? Give everyone's head a rest. Right? And maybe I could say, okay, let's put it better. Could we actually try to do 3 months without anything happening in this country, lads? Like, can we just try this and see if it works?
Yeah.
Because there's not a mammy in Tallaght that doesn't want a problem with her kid. Yeah? So there's not a mammy in Cabra. There's not a mammy anywhere. I've gone through situations myself, yeah?
Yeah.
I've seen it, yeah? That kid, tell a lie, back the fuck up, tell the truth, yeah? Or if someone has pulled a fast one on you, yeah?
Oh, I nearly forgot about this.
If someone's pulled a fast one on you, yeah? And let's see if we can...
A celebration.
What have you got?
This cigar.
Very nice. Look at this.
We'll
have to have a whiskey.
That's what I said.
So I forgot me bottle of Proper 12 as well.
Proper 12?
I'm trying to bring it down.
I have to say, I do love Connacht. And they don't embrace me enough in this
country. Do you know the video he did there?
I gave him the first two cars. He bought the first two cars off me. Yeah. Remember his Black X? And the Jeep, yeah.
And then Yoke bought Ashford Motors.
I love Connor. I think he's amazing.
Where's them Yokes
coming? And you know his best fight was? Fastest fight. Forget that.
Hello.
No, when you match your man out there in the pub. That was the best one. He talked to me, took a dive, a good hour chatting away until he's like, that's the way to do it. So cheers, lads. Thank you.
There's matches beside you. You have to like these matches.
I thought it was an old banger from Halloween that we had there. So thank you very much.
No problem. These are from Stephen's Green. These are James J. Fox. Thank you very much.
Mine broke in half, so I'm having a half one.
Did he pay? Did he do them for free?
No, I bought them.
Dirty kids. We want them free off him next time. Otherwise we'll be looking at this little match out the door. To the proceeds of crime. So Tony Montana, critical criticism for Cuba.
Happy days.
So Tony, another
story. That lit, is it?
So Tony, another story. Where's the cigar?
You know what?
Okay, sure, Marcus.
No, Marcus, keep going. What a legend of a man I've met tonight.
So come here. So basically, yeah. Let me pull this back in for a sec. So basically, your whole plan, yeah, for coming back onto social media.
I never was on it.
Right, well, not back onto it, but onto social media, is basically to help people listen to what's
honestly
going on.
To help.
To open their minds.
To give the younger generation direct answers and not waste time, right? And also to create a new model of a new way of attacking the media. So, Shamrock Rovers is playing next weekend. and they get buried in the back of the paper, and John had a shite ball to the left, and that goalkeeper missed three shots. And all the lads get hammered in the sports section. That really hurts them and their families and all. And he's going, I'm only doing this for 600 quid a week, you know. I mean, it's not like a GAA player or this or that. Do you know what I'm going
on? Yeah, I don't know.
I'm saying the media can really destroy our own heads and not the comments.
The media could brainwash it.
Well, you are right in what you said earlier, I think.
Imagine waking up in the morning and you're on the front of the...
That's what I was trying to say earlier.
Can I be told as a wake up? Sure. Wake up in the morning going, what's that?
And so, I've seen something 50... Not 50 Cent, yeah, the singer, the rapper?
Yeah.
So 50 Cent, I've seen an interview, did probably you've seen it as well. They asked him, how much money have you spent on lawyers throughout the years? Do you know how much he said? 23 million.
I want to tell you about that, yeah? That legal system. And here's a little story that I want all of you guys to think about, right? So I was told, hand myself in for... Just hand yourself in. They were sick of raiding me, yeah? So the people go, hand yourself in. I'm getting raided, fucking proper jobs, yeah? So I said, what am I having myself in for? And they said, money laundering. It's very hard to hand yourself in. Your legs are heavy.
Yeah. As in, like, shit. You don't want
to
do it, like.
No, like, you hand yourself in to tell her what day suits you. Think about it. It's easier to get lifted, isn't it?
Yeah, true. What day suits you, like?
Yeah, like, when it suits you. Thursday, maybe next week for
that kind of fucks you, doesn't it? Like,
well,
that does fuck you.
No day suits me. Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I've gone through this, right? They had raided me so many times, so they were polite this time. Hand yourself. Okay. What am I going in for? Money laundering. Okay. So I'm like, shit, what the fuck? How do I prepare for this one? Hand yourself means you're going, you could be going in.
Yeah.
So, you gotta then say, right, I gotta study for this one, I gotta prepare myself. So I became this expert on, because I've gone to college a lot, and so I knew how to, not say college is the answer to everything, but if you can study and take things in. So then I learned for, that's when I pushed love away in life, you know, when you push people away that are in your head?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So,
women can get into your head.
Oh, your mommy and daddy can, your brother and sister, your best mate, he's gone away. Don't go in. What? I'm not going.
No.
Your prick market.
I've tried. The bag, the cat is out of the bag now. Simo's heart is broken, but look, this is what Monksy's got to do.
I'm going to tell you about going away. I've done it a few times, but we'll get back to that. So getting back to the hand yourself in. So I go hand myself. And the solicitor comes in behind me and he goes, now when you go into the room, say no comment. I go, he's on him. Why did you say that to me? You shouldn't have said that.
Mm-hmm.
You got some fucking agent. So we go through the Bridewell. It's like old school, this thing has cages on the roof. It's like walking through the fucking board cage in the zoo. You know? It's like psychopathic shit. It's like, so I'm going in, next up, we go in and they present that you could be arrested after this and that, and the shekels and all the things on the ground that the solicitors behind me. Say no. No comments. You make sure, oh yeah. Yeah. Dope. Two of them sit down in front of me, cab, this. Now, Marcus, X amount of millions went through your company, yes. And then this happened in your company, yes. And that happened in your company, yes, that's correct, yes. And that's, Jesus. I better get on to my staff about all that went down here. Yeah? You take a note of all this. I said, do you hear all this happened in my company? Do you get me?
Yeah.
And your man is like, no, answer the question. I'm like, well, I didn't place anything. Placement is the crime when you put the money into the bank. But then the bike's committing a crime because I don't see no warning signs fucking everywhere, do you?
Oh, yes.
So what have I done wrong?
You're not allowed to do this.
So what have I done wrong? But I had to prepare for that before I went there. So then they went, and then I decided to talk. And that was like, I'm a company, I have two companies, I'm registered in the stock exchange, I have licenses, I have this, I have the other. But I kept just talking until your man's hand was like fucking Gandhi's flip-flop. he wouldn't, and your man's like, it's all right now, Mark. So I'm like, no, you keep writing, Tonto, yeah. Right? Like, why? Because you got three cameras on you from the DPP.
Yeah,
hello, keep writing you. And then I turned around to your man and I said, you might be able to help me. I said, where do you think the money went?
That was your question to them?
Yeah, they're like, no, we're interviewing you, Mark. So I said, no, we're interviewing you, because you're supposed to be helping me because you're the cab. So we left there, and this was gone, man. I said, Marcus, I told you to go no comment. I said, did you? So I walked him right back to his office, and I said, He said, so you mean to tell me you didn't organise all that? I said, I didn't. I said, I'm in an office. I have staff. I have people doing lodgements. I have fucking, it's a big operation. Like, pallets of cash coming in every day. I'm joking.
Might be technical.
No, but jokes. But if I went, no comment, lads, here's the story for you. You're going to go to the courts and you're going to go for a case and you're going to be trapped up for years and you're going to be in a situation where
back to what you're saying, truth.
The truth was, I was telling the truth, yeah? As in, I didn't do the lodgements and I didn't put the money in the banks over 7-8 years.
Yeah.
Right? So then I went back, this the story ends here. So I go back to the solicitors and I knew you were going to set me up, you fucking little. I know.
As a solicitor, you said this
thing? No, in my head I knew because he told me, don't know comments.
Don't put. Don't.
The man told me this is very important. Don't anyone put their hands on your fucking
mouth. No, don't let anyone.
Don't let him dictate what you want to say.
And I was a gentleman, I was brought up like that. So I used to listen to the accountants and the solicitors and all this. Fuck that. If you're smart and you're planned and you didn't do something.
Fuck off.
So if I say no comments, that's okay. Think about it, it's okay, no comments. And a lot of people go for that because they're in the hands of their solicitor and their solicitor knows, yeah. No, you're fucked, yeah. So I walked all the way back. Dennis walked back on my own. And I said to myself, I need to get something off my chest. I said, I'll go to a coffee. I went, looked at one coffee shop, I said, no. Then I looked at another coffee shop, I said, no. Then I said, I'll go into this one. So I go in and I jump up on the queue, the tray, who's beside me? The cab. The boss that's interviewing me is there. So it's like the film Heat, you know,
and
so I said, oh, fuck it. I said, can I have a word with you? He goes, what? I said, can you sit down? Come. Me and you. See you, man. He goes, he's the boss. He says, yeah, Mark, let's sit down. So in fairness, we sat down and I said, look, what you're asking is you're correct, as in you're not off the topic here, yeah? But what you're trying to entrap me into is not what really happened. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no.
So you have to give the man the credit of saying you're not right
in what they're asking.
You're not that. I'm being rude. Or you're not right. We've got an understanding here together, and we'll let you know that's it. Yeah. So what happens is there's so many layers of entrapment inside the game.
It's a big game of chess.
Yeah, but you got to be very street smart. I didn't have it. I was learning that. So no one told me this. Yeah. You know, you're on the deck. You're colour gone. So what I'm saying is, like, how many guys are in situations like that go in and they go with the solicitor, no comment, and then they go to the judge and the judge says, if you say you're guilty, I'll reduce half to your sentence, and they're probably innocent, and they're probably
going.
So a fella robs a steak from Aldi and he's robbed 6 steaks and he's in court for robbing because they keep catching him, and then you produce a receipt in the court and say, there's the receipt for 5 steaks. Come the fuck him up there. But we all keep entangling ourselves into certain aspects of
it. They're listening to what they're saying to, and they're thinking that's the way.
More of the story is if you're in a criminal situation and you've got a lawyer there beside you, and you think you can talk whatever the truth. But if you can talk the truth, you won't be skippy, and it'll come across as the truth.
Yeah.
If you're lying, you're not going to survive that in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to. So go with it. But if you feel that there's an element of truth that has to be there, well then you gotta go with your own good instinct and hope that the truth will come out true. But do not let them take full control of you're done, or you're gone. Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the biggest big solicitor firm in town. And another thing is they all work for the state, not the state. For the state, not the state. But you ain't gonna double deal my ass. Or you're not gonna double deal someone else. Where's that camera? Where am I looking at that way? You're not going to double deal my ass, and you're not going to catch all these kids that maybe haven't done something wrong, that you're scaring them into situations where they've done something. And if you're going to be a solicitor or represent somebody, well then do that, but don't go around their back and double deal, because in the world I come from, no one gets away with that if you're running around backs and scooty and ratty and all around. So I spot you guys a mile away, and I will have my eye on a lot of kids out there and a lot of things that are getting bad information and they're put into bad situations like that.
Well said.
And that's the truth.
Yeah, 100%.
And the judges, in fairness, especially the criminal judges, they are really good. They can see the truth. They are like the lads. They can see the truth.
Yeah.
But don't set no kid up with plead no do no comment or plead guilty. Yeah. And don't, if you were telling their truth, find me if you want. Yeah. I don't care. But if you're not telling the truth, that's different. But do not be pushed into a situation where you are thinking you're in good hands. You're not in good hands. You just are not in good hands.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And
yeah.
It's horrible.
So would you say that solicitors and the government work hand in hand as double agents type thing?
I'll be honest with you.
Some and not all.
No, can I be really honest with you? Yeah. They all work under one practice, which is called the law. Yeah. So, but what is the law? It's changing all the time. We've got European law. We've got new law being written for family law. We've got crime. We've got it's a new world of law that's being implemented. So, if you studied law 20 years ago, the law's changed now. The Garda uniforms will change to Interpol in the next few months. So they're all connected to the European Union. We're all one.
There's a new law for call-outs to your house as well now.
Is there?
Did you know that?
No. Well, they never called out to my house. They came from tell you the story, but like, come on, keep going.
No, it's a new law. So like, see, like, let's say you're telly on your internet, for instance.
That was nice.
Virgin Media, right?
Yeah.
If Virgin Media tell you we'll be out Tuesday at 11 o'clock, if they don't come out at 11 o'clock, if they come 10 minutes early, 10 minutes late, and you're not in, you can charge them, like you can take them to court.
Okay, let me tell you about taking anyone to court, yeah? Can I tell you about that?
Yeah, walk away.
Okay, you take anyone to court, yeah? You've tied your mind up into something for two years, right? So I've gone through 3 years of investigation with cops, yeah? That is a disease in me for 3 years, yeah? Right? Now, that's the power of the state. In fairness, they can do that to you and teach you a lesson. Look, lads, I'll tell you one thing about at the real raw end of it, it's like this. The state will look after you if you're telling the truth, yeah? Or if you're guilty and you it's like a hospital, right? You're safe in a hospital, that's state hospital, correct?
Yeah.
You're also safe in the system. Like, air prisons and what we've got in there and the structures and... It is in the worst scenario. You're still close to our houses. Mummy's only around the corner. We're here. We're all in. There's a code of etiquette in the prisons. The criminal side of it, the guy behind it. So let's look at the lads. You have the prisons, and then you have the judge.
Yeah.
They're the best of the circle. Then inside the circle, yeah, you've got the scrappers who are hunting the meat. Yeah. Mm. So the barristers, the solicitors, they're looking at you as a coin machine. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Think about it, because it's a system. Yeah. But the ones that are fair actually is the governor's fair, the fellas there's fair. Actually, the guards aren't the worst either. Yeah. But then they get into you.
Yeah.
And that's a different prey that you have to be aware of. Saying, are they really doing the right thing for you? There's not going back.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. They're opening my mind here a lot to know when you have to say, Marcus.
How did you with the currency?
How did
you? Were talking about going away. I've lived abroad. I've left here with 600 quid in my pocket, arrived in countries and cried on a fucking beach, yeah? I won't lie to you. You're going to do really well if you keep doing this here. I don't know what you're doing in the daytime or not, but this hasn't been opened, this area.
Yeah.
It can be opened, yeah? And it's huge all over in the world, and Ireland's really scared because you got a guy like me talking about it, and we're saying it as it is. But think of the whole conversation. Go back over it. Whoever's listening to us as lads sitting together, lads here. What did we say? What have we done wrong? What have we released out there that
you just realness?
Reality. You've got sword and your shield. You've got life. You've got love. You've got everything. My mother says to me, she goes, Marcus, I did everything the best I could in my life here. It's a big one. I looked back and I went, I couldn't think of one thing she did wrong.
Yeah.
From Capitals, she fucking loses us. My dad, he's liberties. 12 people in a flat in town, sons. I respect, appreciate that. Yeah. In my house, I was told, I look after your son and I look after your kid. That kid, old school.
Yeah.
The paper comes in like that. Like that. Yeah. Old school. It's good school.
Yeah.
Tough school.
This girl of hard knocks.
Yeah, but you have the ability to get through where you want. So let's talk about going away. Of course I've talked about going away. And you're 34,000 feet in the sky. Who gives a flying fuck? You're chatting up that air hostess, you're knocking the drinks back and you're meeting her when we land. End of story, yeah? I know I've done it all, right? But I think you're onto something special here. And I think it's a path that no one's gone down, yeah? No one's. But you know what we got to do? We've got to research more. And we got to do our work to Do you know what I mean?
You've got to put in the effort.
I've got to find your answer before. Well, I don't even know what I know about how we're going to do that.
Yeah.
And there's, you're saying I'm going away, but my mother said to me, you live in your head every day. Doesn't matter where you're in the world. Just do the fucking head.
That's a good saying.
That's a great saying.
That is a good saying.
Yeah, she's brilliant. And she said, you live in your head. You go. She goes, Mike, just get up there. No fucking sick kids at all. I'm paying me all. I'm done. Go wherever you want to go. Because I've done it loads of times. Yeah.
Your head's still going to be there.
She goes, where are you living your head every day?
That's a strong saying.
So see him? He's not going to land, aren't you? Yeah. And see you? You're just back where your tattoo started. You need to step forward in a bit up here where we are, yeah?
That's heavy saying.
Get battle ready. Are you going to get battle ready, yeah? Let's give this a go.
Are you battle ready, monks?
No, he's not yet. No, she's not chilled. He's nearly there. He's putting it all together, but you're going to step up. Don't be afraid of this, yeah? Get stuck in. Fucking mill this out of it, yeah? Let's do it. Like, I want to do stuff like this. I've done those businesses. I know how to do things. No, we won't get caught doing it. Joke, but what I'm trying to say is, if they don't like the way we're speaking with reality, I know there's loads of kids out there. There's loads of people out there that has got a little cure of the, from this conversation, because I have today.
Yeah,
I'm feeling happy and thank you.
Yeah,
and
same, 100%.
Remember what I said about, see Tyler, see City Centre, see Finglas, Ballymun, all these areas that make up that city. And you see when people say bad things about people, yeah?
Mm.
Well, fuck you guys talking about jobs now. Because if I went to any house here, they'd put a dinner on my table, 100%. They'd give me a hug, and they'd put me on a fire and a cup of tea, yeah? And even if they didn't have it in their press, they'd fucking do it,
yeah?
Right? And they're the ones that will stand up and fight them people that are loose mouth talking about life, yeah?
Exactly.
Because they've no substance in them, they've no love, they've no heart. And fuck them, yeah?
No life, no real life experience.
A person that says that about something is dead inside. They're walking demons. Fuck off, and don't ever knock a man from where he comes from or what he does or what he isn't like. Because I tell you what, if you asked me to live in the, I was with this girl once, I got into the bed and I was there lying in the bed, I said, Jesus, this is some fucking bed. And I said, you get that mattress mix, Harvey Norman, fucking, what do you have, Bargentown. Oh no, this is from Harrods in London. I said, well, how much is that? 17,000 for the mattress.
What?
I said, oh, here. I said, this is some old mattress. I said, and the toilet roll, she goes, like, that's 7-ply. I said, what's a 7-ply toilet roll? This is like looking at sheets, you know?
What?
But she was using one sheet as loo roll. They were that rich, you know?
One sheet.
What I'm trying to say is, we're all hurt. It doesn't matter how rich you are. Rich people are really hurt, by the way, because they don't think about money. They just think about, what is life doing to me? The ones that have no money. Money, do you know what I learned in this show, lads? Fuck. It's all about the man, the person. You buy the person, yeah?
Do you know what? I really hope rich people do this as well.
Rich people?
When you're putting the voice on, you do this sort of thing. I really hope they all do that as
well. Try to be a snob, try to be this, try to be that, try to be smart, try to be corporate, try to be just fucking human, because life is about humanity. Whatever thing you do, look back on your life and go, I didn't hurt anyone on that journey.
Yeah.
Everyone I crossed, everyone that dealt me, I don't care who you talk to that city, I landed safely. I didn't have them fucked over, I didn't hurt them, I landed them safely. The one who come back to you and go, thanks for that.
No.
Did I say any names about anyone in this?
No.
Did I open that? Yeah.
No.
I'm not there to land. Truth. Nicola, land safe beside me. Let's help these kids. You know. I don't care where I land because I've gone a long time ago. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. But if we can all land, that's the way we landed. Those three lads today, and you're going nowhere until we get this really up and running and get going. Yeah. Give us a few weeks. Let's give us a few weeks. Yeah, why can't we get all these podcasters in Dublin, one damn room, and we all sit in a massive panel?
That's our idea.
Well, I'll do it for you. So I'll get your, I don't know, your, the lads, I'm sure, are the sound. I want to talk to you all, and I need something to grab onto. And why don't we just sit around in a big circle and talk to whoever they want to talk about? I'd stand in the middle, you all get around your things and fire the questions, and we get a nightclub, we get breaks, we get Maniac going on, and we get
Mark McCabe. Did you hear that, Master Mark McCabe?
We get Mark to play it.
We can buy the head and the hand to do it. If it's for the kids, mainly. So that's only 45. I'm tired, right?
And yeah, 100%.
Oh, Jesus, it's 5 to 11. Sorry for talking so much. Yeah.
What did we say? The 20 minutes towards the 2 hours.
Thanks so much. Yeah, but it's good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Mark.
We'll sign off with this one.
I don't want to edit anything I've done there. I'll fucking roll it. Yeah.
Everything
you've
done, yeah. Right, we'll sign off with this people. This is the message to the kids and the people out there.
Get in hard with them, man. Stop fucking around. Straight to the point. Just be true to yourself and don't lie.
See, you know what I'm talking about, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Relaxed,
yeah?
I've worked, helped them. I walk around there, which I respect them. They respect me.
100%.
They're still hurt over that, yeah? Yeah? They'll write fucking mentalness and tell all of this. Yeah, so can I just read the rest of this out? Yeah. Can I read this to myself?
Yeah,
so see, this is the cause of that tension I'm talking about, yeah? Can I see the full article?
Of course you can.
That causes tension. You're blaming a woman for a child or something? Fox.
No, see, so what happened was, right, so your woman went to go into the shop, and apparently they wouldn't let her into the shop.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. But they don't say what fully happened.
It's not what the headline is, more say what they said.
So basically she went to open shop, they wouldn't let her. Apparently one of them said to her that they were going to rape her and fucking spend her over the wall. Some young flip. And then, yeah, and then she, then he fucking chokeslammed her or something.
And she...
Yeah, exactly. Not just Jogson.
No, it doesn't.
Happens everywhere.
Yeah, so kill her off, yeah, because he's causing, it seems he's talking about it. He's causing trouble.
The reason why we talk about Jogson so much, the reason why we talk about Buddy Fairman so much, not the fault of the podcast, it's the fault of the people.
Fucking him.
Give me him.
I personally don't find it intimidating if the teenagers aren't doing anything to intimidate me. That's just me personally.
But it's just that the premise of that story really
is that.
What's brilliant?
So you will not, who's this? This is sorry.
Oh, that's all just on Spotify.
That's just Spotify, that's what he put it on. It was like...
it's a podcast. Like what we're doing, but they don't have visual.
They do a live from 98
FM. So, was this on 98 FM? Okay, let's talk about 98 FM. Okay.
What's it? Jeremy Dixon?
Yeah. It's actually the
trailer. Can we put that on?
Yeah.
So, 98 FM spoke about Jobstown, and they're talking about an incident that happened that is... possibly an incident that happens all over the world. That incident isn't isolated to Jobstown or Ballyfermot that some man is after commenting on. That incident can happen on the south side. There's Annabelle's. There was a boy that was brought to the ground and kicked by rugby players and students. Yeah. So isolating an area of society and causing more tension in that society with your shy talk about an incident that happened, which your comments are making it more and more louder and louder and louder. And I'm sure the boy that was part of it and the lady that was part of this, and I'm sure that the guards will handle that professionally right. But the likes of this type of media is what causes tension. In all society, we have, it doesn't matter from where we are, where we come from, this is happening and reoccurring. And that tension you're after causing now, if there's an after effect on it, I do blame you for... creating this spiel, and also the people that are talking erratically about it. Again, choose your words, because what you're saying is causing tension. I'm in Talent tonight. I speak highly of Talent. I speak highly of the love that's here. If an incident happens like that, it's between the two people, and it's their issue with the guards, and it'll be handled correctly. We don't need to personify it, fabricate it, or erupt it in society, which causes trouble. That's why me and these lads are sitting here tonight. And that's the message we're giving out. Calm down, and these people start watching the words, because everything you're going to talk about, I'm going to spit back at your face if you're causing tension in these towns, because this is where respect is built and love. So get the message, 98 FM, this is what this is all about. We'll defend ourselves and we'll keep things calm.
Sorry.
Thanks, lads.
Thank you very much.
Love it.
Thank you very much.
Bastards.
That's horrible. Yeah,
but that's what it's about, aren't we?
Yeah.
Think he's going to get killed.
Exactly.
Because of what
vigilantes. They were saying, vigilantes
around 12 years of age.
It's horrible.
It's nuts.
But look,
What we're saying, we don't condone that sort of
message.
We don't
condone it,
but what we're saying is...
No, but we didn't condone it, saying
no.
We said this happens to us, so
yeah,
but let the guards look after it.
The guards will sort that.
They're part of this operation.
That's
their
job.
If anything happens, go fucking deal with them. And if they fuck up, it comes back. But that's where we lost our show.
You are right in what you're saying, though. It does cause a stir-up in the community.
I'll get you as a billboard, mate, right? Listen.
Brilliant.
And I want you to fucking tie it up over a bridge of a stadium at the onset.
Yeah.
Log on to your podcast.
Yeah, love it.
Tell it log on to you. Tie it up. I can take it fucking off if they want. Yeah, so what?
Brilliant.
Yeah. Start standing up a bit. Yeah, no one's going to hear you. Is that all the cover you want fucking to
love
do?
It.
Right? Well, I mean, everyone's covering you. So, I mean, no one's going to hear you, right? I'm serious about that. Right? I don't need to say it to you. But start stepping out. You're not just in this room. What's this podcast called?
Hard chats, hard hats.
Tala, log on. Right? You have to put Tala in there, right? Because you're going to take this as your area. Right?
Yeah.
Then we're going to take some other fellas and
come in
or whatever. Or you could go eat Southsider.
Southside.
You're a Southside podcast for all the kids. And when shit happens, the billboard, the sign goes up. Yeah. And fuck off, all you. Yeah. And let's start talking about it. Because that's what your job is going to do.
100%.
You just want your own radio station. There's fucking stuff out there we can take. You know, and pilot stations I've been offered all that. So this is how we start. So when I get a banner up and just tie it to that fucking bridge. Stop fucking around.
Just be real. Just be real and just love one another. And love by neighbour. That's what
you
say.
Yeah, and then if you prompt me, just go, and those at the fire brigade. Yeah, you just need to wake your way to his fucking
car. The car is on flames.
Well, if that young gets chopped up tonight,
exactly.
That's his fault.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I've seen shit.
Yeah, that's exactly. So from... I don't even want to get down because I can get real heated from...
But start getting heated. That's what's about.
It's so annoying.
What are you saying?
Well, I'm not going
to shoot that fucking... No,
it's just time. I don't want to go because this could be in around 2 hours if you're talking.
No, we're not going to. We're not, but it's time to do something.
It is. It's
this is your area.
It's time for action and not just words.
You said to me, they were all about jobs then. And I said to you, that's what we're here for. What are we here for?
Exactly.
This is what we're at. Is there fucking. Because everyone wants to listen to this.
Oh,
because all the elves will be going, get the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Swiss roll. Yeah. I robbed two butters. Just take two butters and 2 mil.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck
because
off.
It's gonna fuck it. It's gonna fuck it. Look, I could end up that young fella. I could end up that young fella. Like, I'm not. What's that? Are you still recording?
Like, Mayor, let's
don't be leaving him at the minute.
Let's sign it off.
Right. If I don't see it through the week, I'll see it through the window.
And keep your head out the microwave. And finger out of a socket.
And if you have a problem, shoot and put your shield up around you and start using your sword and knife and we'll all be alright. And let's start talking together and helping each other because this is what these lads are about. And if I wasn't here with them, I wouldn't be a bit stronger out walking outside this door. So thanks, lads.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, 100%. Right.
Thanks for everything.
I'm going to shake your hand.
You're all right.
I appreciate that.
Lads, thanks so much for that. I was nervous about doing it 2 weeks ago. I was able to do it.